Well, we all want to stay young as we age, and we know the diet and exercise tips. We've heard them, but there are other ways to stay youthful, and Marianne has a list for us today. I think I hear these ideas from you on a weekly basis, don't I?
Yeah, or on a daily basis sometimes. You know, I try to stay on top of things and then get you to do the same, but if you're not keeping that goal in mind that you want to stay young and relevant, you tend not to want to walk the extra mile and do these things, right?
I agree. And being aware of what's going on does keep you better connected to the kids, the grandkids. I just don't want to make a fool of myself. That's my goal.
Okay, so if you don't stay relevant, you will make a fool of yourself. But you know what? Staying relevant is all about keeping your spirit alive, you know, being inspired. So these are tips that the experts say are practical ways to keep your cool factor soaring no matter how old you are. So let's get to them. So the first one is embrace the tech. Bob, just repeat that 100 times, okay? Embrace the tech. You don't need to know how to code, but learn to text without using emojis that look like they're from the 90s. You know what I mean? Like a colon and a parenthesis, you know, to make a smile, you know, the sideways thing, or capital D, you know, for a laugh. You do these automatically, but you don't even know what I'm talking about right now, because I know that blank stare.
No. I'm good in that department, because I don't even use emojis.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, you could embrace the newer and colorful emojis that reflect today's digital lingo. And TikTok, just think of it as a fancy way of sending your kids or your grandchildren dance videos. And, you know, you're going to be the coolest parent or grandparent on the block. My 86-year-old mom, as you know, is shockingly on TikTok.
She's my idol.
Yes. Okay, join the social media circus. So Facebook is like that old sofa that's still comfy, but Instagram and TikTok, they are the new beanbags. You are still having a very hard time with Instagram. You go to my Instagram, which is Havana Girl, and then sometimes you even like to post there, which is ridiculous because it's my Instagram, so don't do that. But experiment, and you can post anything that you're doing. I mean, it's fun, and you know, you don't have to have a million followers. You just have to have a good sense of humor, and you do have that.
Well, and it's true that I am looking for new ways to waste my time.
Okay, put on your learning hat. Ever wanted to learn how to play the ukulele like I did?
Well, you're musical, as I've said. I'm the only one in the family who I only play records. But you play the piano, you play the accordion, ukulele too.
Yeah, the ukulele, or you know, you can learn how to cook. Like I've never seen you cook anything, but I have seen you cook bologna, whatever that is. But
salami, fried salami, not bologna.
Sorry, all the same. But also, online courses are your friend. It's never too late to do whatever you're interested in. Just take an online course. I mean, I just paid for one, a lot of money, and I'm learning so much that I can't even tell you. I mean, it's really like, you know, you can spot a scam, but when it's a legit thing, just take it. All right, the next one is volunteer like a boss. Giving back never gets old, and find something that you're passionate about. You know, it could be helping at a local shelter or reading to kids, but you'll not only stay relevant, but you're also going to feel really good about yourself. Staying fit and fabulous, well, ditch the dad bod or the mom bod stereotype and find something fun to stay active, like Zumba, yoga, or even a good old walk in the park. I can just see you in a Zumba class, Bob. Do you even know what that is?
I know enough about it to stay away.
Okay, let's move on to the next one, which is network like a pro. So networking is not just about finding a new job or for young people. You can attend local meetups or online seminars in your field of interest. And not you, Bob, because you have a full-time job, so don't laugh anymore about this. But for people who don't, it's an opportunity to keep your mind sharp and build your confidence and feel a sense of accomplishment. I love this next one for you, okay? Be fashion forward. Okay, so update your wardrobe with a few trendy pieces that make you feel fabulous, because if you feel good, you look good.
I had those collarless shirts in my closet for a long time, and you threw them out years ago, and they're back now. See, I would be fashion forward, but you tossed them.
I know, because they were really bad ones. I mean, really bad ones. I don't mean like, you know, whatever. But just pay attention to what you're wearing. You know, how many times are we ready to walk out the door and then I say to you, you're not going like that. Preferably, I say, look at me. Look at me, Bob. Look at me up and down. And then what do you think? Why are you wearing a baseball cap and shorts? We're going out to a nice restaurant.
I want to look as nice as you.
Yeah, right. And then, so a couple more. Mentor the next generation. Share your wisdom without being annoying, and become a mentor to somebody younger in your field. That always makes you feel really good. And then laugh. Laugh all the time. Never underestimate the power of that. You can watch comedies, share dad jokes, or just find humor in daily life. It's like the best wrinkle cream.
I've been doing more of that and watching less news lately, I must confess. What's on Savvy Planet right now?
Well, I have a super easy recipe for cipollini onions that I know make your mouth and mine water. I've seen you after you eat these little balls of heaven. They're caramelized. And they are a perfect side dish with just about anything. And the only problem in making these is that every time I make them, you swing by the kitchen and you just pick one up and pop it in your mouth. They are so delicious.
I love those onions. You're right. And the season is coming, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, I think the peak season is fall, but they're in season all year long. And at the farmer's market near us, I see them coming up in the spring. And they really do taste like candy.
Subscribe to Marianne Savvy Planet. Get the recipe for those yummy onions, plus a dose of savvy living tips, too, like today's How to Stay Relevant. SavvyPlanet.com. You put a hyphen between savvy and planet. SavvyPlanet.com. Marianne, I'd talk more, but I have a ukulele lesson.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready to perform something, okay, so I can videotape you.
Yeah, I'll do it right here on the show. Thank you.